I'd like to now proceed with the special order of business, and you know, if you could please bear with me, there's a lot to cover here. So, as noted in the board's meeting agenda, which is holding the annual meeting of the board, as you may know, the board's bylaws provide that the board shall hold an annual meeting in January, at which time the board elects its officers, two members of the executive committee, and takes some operational actions that I'll explain shortly. Because it's been a year since the last annual meeting, and given we have new board members, and perhaps, you know, a little refresher as well for the rest of us, I thought it'd be helpful to provide a summary of the board process, including conducting the election of the officers. The process is the combined product of the board's bylaws, the Illinois Open Meetings Act, and the Roberts Rule of Order. The board's bylaws are the board's own rules for conducting its meetings. They also provide that Robert's rules govern the board's consideration of all business and debate. Finally, the Open Meetings Act applies to the board as a public body, and as interpreted by the courts and the Illinois Attorney General, has particular influence on how public bodies conduct elections. The first important task in the annual meeting is to elect the board of officers and to elect the executive committee. Per the bylaws, the officers consist of the board chair, the board secretary, the board controller, university counsel, and university treasurer. In addition to the board elects two members to the executive committee, which consists of the chair and those two members. All these individuals are elected annually, with the exception of the treasurer, who is elected to a two-year term. Normally, the secretary would read the special order of business, which is taken from the bylaws and describes each of those positions in some detail. With the board's permission, I will ask the secretary to enter that information directly into the minutes of the meeting. I'll take a few minutes to explain the rules and the voting process itself. There are 4 points I need to cover here. The first one is the Illinois Open Meetings Act prohibits public bodies in Illinois from voting secret ballot or any other kind of secret voting. The principle was established in 1981 in a 1981 judicial decision in the appellate court and has been confirmed by the Illinois Attorney General on several occasions. I think we all realize that this makes the voting process a bit unusual, but I'm confident that we can work through it in compliance with the law as we have in the past. As a result, typically the board has used a voice vote method for its elections, in which members indicate their vote of aye or nay verbally, as we will use today. Veteran board members will be familiar with this manner of voting as it is used on the regular roll call agenda items considered by the board. Finally, if helpful for accuracy, Robert's rules allows for the chair to request a show of hands, literally by raising one's hand to vote. Point three. Two final comments, this being one of them, is that there are if there are no more nominations than positions, such as two people nominated for the single position of board chair, we will vote on each nominee in order in which they were nominated. Further, we will vote only until one of the nominees receives a majority of the vote. At that point, the nominee is declared elected, and no votes are taken on the remaining nominees. Finally, each member of the board may vote for or against each nominee. In other words, a board member is not limited to one vote. For example, if three persons are nominated for chair, each member of the board is entitled to vote yay or nay on each nominee. Obviously, a member who may wish to vote for that latter nominee may decide to vote against an earlier nominee. That is perfectly acceptable. We covered a lot. If there are any questions on the election process for chair, executive committee, or other officers, Tom, as our parliamentarian, is there anything else we should know?
No, Mr. Chair, I think that's a great summary. I think it's helpful just to review why we do, how we do the elections in the bylaws, Open Meetings Act, and Robert's Rules that all kind of converge and influence how we do that. So thank you for that summary.
Okay, nominations are in order for the office of board chair.
Chairman Spada, this is Ed McMillan. It's an honor to nominate Don Edwards to be chair of the Board of Trustees, University of Illinois System for the coming year. And I appreciate Don's willingness to serve in that capacity.
Thank you, Trustee McMillan. Just for, to note, there, while there are no seconds required, I do echo and support your comments.
I'd like to echo and support those comments, too.
Ditto.
Are there any further nominations for board chair? All right, without objection, the nominations are closed. We will now vote. The nominations for board chair are Trustee Don Edwards. As mentioned earlier, we'll cast our votes verbally, but can raise our hands if there is any uncertainty in counting the votes. All those in favor for Don Edwards as board chair, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. You have majority, Trustee? The ayes have it, so you are elected as chair. Congratulations, and please take your place at the head of the table for the remainder of the meeting.
I gotta move out first. Is it more official?
Yeah, I guess I take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Trustee Cepeda. Ray, thank you very much. I'd like to thank my fellow trustees. Ed, thank you for that nomination, for their confidence in me to lead this board for the benefit of our students, our faculty, and for all the people of the state of Illinois. As a former scholarship athlete and graduate of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and as a longtime supporter of the school, I am acutely aware of how important and how valuable the University of Illinois system is. I look forward to working diligently with my fellow trustees, President Killeen, the chancellors, and the entire administration to make the U of I system the model of public education in the United States, higher education in the United States. With that, I guess we'll get back to work. Now we will elect the board's executive committee. Per the board's bylaws, the board chair is one member of the board executive committee, and the board then elects the other two members. Again, I will ask for nominations, and each member is free to nominate one person. When the nominations have ended, we then will vote on each nominee, again, in the order in which they were nominated. We will vote both until both positions have been filled, meaning we will proceed to vote until two nominees have received a majority vote. Nominations are now in order for the two vacancies on the executive committee.
I would like to nominate Patricia Brown Holmes. I know she's not here, but I believe I can still do that.
Thank you, Trustee Smart. I can inform the trustees that I have spoken with Patricia Brown Holmes, and if voted on, she would be willing to serve. Are there further nominations for the executive committee? I will nominate.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to go through the.
Nope.
No.
Okay, we need the nominations first.
My apologies. So, Mr. Chairman, it's my privilege to nominate former interim chairman Ramon Cepeda as a member of the committee. Thank you.
Are there any further nominations? Without objection, the nominations are now closed. We will now vote. The nominations for the executive committee are Ramon Cepeda and Patricia Brown Holmes. As mentioned earlier, we will cast our votes verbally, but can raise our hands if there is any uncertainty in counting votes. Start with
Patricia Brown Holmes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? We will now, so she's approved, yep. And we will now move on to the nomination of Ramon Cepeda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it for both Patricia Brown Holmes and Ray Cepeda to form the other two spots on the executive committee. We now have to move to the election of the board secretary, board controller, and university council. With the board's permission, I'd ask that the language from the bylaws describing each of these offices to be entered into the record rather than read at this time. It was distributed to all of the trustees prior to our meeting and is available now on our website. Consistent with President Killeen's letter of several weeks ago, the three incumbents in those offices, Deirdre Williams as secretary, Avijit Ghosh as controller, and Thomas Barrows as university counsel, are recommended to the board by the president for re-election. With the board's permission, we will take these as a group. May I have a motion to elect these three individuals?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, and Ms. Williams, Mr. Ghosh, and Mr. Barrows are reelected to their board offices. Thank you. Our next order of business is the election of the board treasurer. With the board's permission, I'd ask that the language for this portion of the meeting to be entered into the record rather than read at this time. And I remind that it was distributed to all of the trustees prior to our meeting and is available on our website. Lester McKeever now serves as the Board of Trustees treasurer, and he is willing to be elected in that position again if we so choose. May I have a motion to elect Mr. McKeever as treasurer? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The ayes have it, and Mr. McKeever is reelected as board treasurer. Thank you. Lester has been elected to another 2-year term. We are delighted to have his services, knowing that his judgment and diligence are available to us throughout the year. As a matter of interest, Lester McKeever has served as the Board of Trustees Treasurer since 1994. For those that aren't good at math, that's 25 years. Thank you, Lester.
Thank you very much.
Next is the approval of the delegation of signatures, which is really to approve the chair of the board as signator and the secretary as witness to validate certain documents produced by the university. With the board's permission, we will vote on these items as a group and ask the secretary to enter the resolutions into the record. May I have a motion to nominate the two signators?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The ayes have it and the motion passes. Thank you.